Happy Christmas Eve, Eve Before Church. My name is Bethany, and I get to serve on our creative team with worship and production. I want to welcome you to a special Advent edition of the weekly Liturgy podcast. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. During this Advent season and through Christmastide, we will be reading and responding to scripture passages that can be found in our B4 Advent devotional. We hope that the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. On this, the day before Christmas Eve, let's take a moment to remember why we celebrate Christmas in the first place. As the music plays, close your eyes if you can. Think about the people of Israel and their longing for this King, this Messiah that God had been promising for hundreds of years. Enter into the joy of this fulfilling longing as you imagine yourself entering into God's presence today.
You are with me. What can separate us? You are for me. What can stand against us? Your love, it won't let go. I know it won't. Darkness, shadows have no power over me. Fear is empty. Shame has no authority. Your love, it won't let go. I know it won't. And I know your plans for me are good, and I know you hold my future and my hope. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. Healing and freedom as you speak favor over me. Faith is breaking all impossibility. Your name has overcome, your name alone. And I know your thoughts, your plans for me are good. And I know you hold my future and my hope. Your promises never fail. Standing on every promise that you make, I will see it come to pass in your name, Jesus. I will trust every word I hear you say, I will see it come to pass in your name. I am standing on every promise that. Plans for me are good, and I know you hold my future and my hope. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail. Your promises never fail.
Today's scripture reading is from Luke 1, 26 through 38. We will be reading from the NIV. In today's passage, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and tells her that she is the one who will give birth to this promised Messiah. As I read, do your best to imagine the scene in your mind. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Let's take a few moments and reflect. What stands out to you about how the angel describes who Jesus is and will be? What do you notice about Mary's reaction to all of this? What might God be trying to say to you through these words this Christmas season? I find it interesting when the angel says, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Ergo, you have been given the incredible weight of bearing a child while being a virgin, pledged to marry but not yet married. From the world's point of view, what do they see? An unmarried girl who is suddenly pregnant. Imagine the social stigmas and disapproval of others. And this is how God shows his favor? Yet Mary responds with, "I am the Lord's servant. Whatever you want, God, your will be done." I wish I could say that would be my response. Let's be honest, my usual reaction is, "God, I thought I was doing so well. I was reading your word, being obedient to your voice, and now I'm in this uncomfortable season and I don't see any end in sight." But what if we don't assume the pressures of difficult situations are a direct result of disobedience? Instead, perhaps, we have found favor with God. Maybe the Lord has seen your faithfulness. Maybe he knows you are fully equipped to handle this. Maybe he knows you are the best person for such a time as this. When we find ourselves in these moments, it's even more imperative to cling to the promises of God. He goes before you. He strengthens you. He will help you. He will not forsake you. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. We serve a good God. He keeps his promises. It might not always look like what we expect, but God is faithful. Let's spend a moment together thanking God for the promises that he has kept in our lives. God called Mary to be a part of his plan in a way that must have been a bit frightening to her. What things might God be calling you to be a part of in this next year? Spend a minute in silence before him, asking if there's any new assignments for you in this next season. Who do you know that needs to be reminded that no word from God will ever fail? Spend a moment praying for this person, then ask God if there's anything you can do to encourage them today. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you know someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. If you haven't already, make sure you pick up a copy of our B4 Advent devotional so you can follow along. Physical copies are available for pickup at our services, and you can find an electronic copy on our website. Also, make sure you are subscribed to our B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode of our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you'll also get our weekly teachings on Mondays and our conversational podcast on Tuesday. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas.